I'm Jack Inslee reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everybody's holding up in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. So I'm here with Lane Sanders, co-owner of The Drink and co-founder of the Renegade Sandy Relief Organization. Lane, thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about the relief efforts you've been putting forward.
So last Thursday, my friend Io Tillett Wright, who is an artist and activist, contacted me about hosting a drive at The Drink, and I said, absolutely. As of that night, we posted it at about 4 p.m. on Facebook, and as of midnight, we had about half of the front of The Drink filled with supplies. And the next morning, we had 50 people at 8 a.m. making sandwiches. So we made about 2,000 sandwiches and got about 50 people to go out to Brighton Beach to deliver them to the elderly who are trapped in these 5 24-story buildings. And so we did that, and then things sort of took off from there. We used The Drink as a supply location, like for the drive over the weekend. And we had 3 other locations for the Renegade Sandy Relief. And we used the Bowery Hotel and 2 other locations in South Brooklyn, where we got about, I think, 3 U-Haul trucks full of supplies out to those in the Rockaways and Staten Island. So we've had hundreds of volunteers at this point, and we have benefit concerts coming up with some really big names, and we have something planned at the Hole over the weekend, the art gallery on Bowery. It's 6 to 10 Sunday, and I mean, it shows no signs of slowing down. We've gotten some interest from some really famous talk show hosts. So the experience has been overwhelming. But yeah, other than that, we're doing a drive this weekend, Friday through Sunday, at Crest Hardware on Metropolitan Avenue in Williamsburg. But we're just trying to get hot food, water, and the necessary supplies out to those in need. I mean, it's just, there's nobody out there except for the grassroots efforts at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And how are people getting involved, or how can people get involved?
Well, they can follow us on Facebook or look at our Tumblr. We've been posting a lot. I can't tell you how invaluable social media has been. We actually just partnered up with Waves for Water, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. So all contributions to Renegade Sandy Relief are tax deductible. And you can get to that site through our Tumblr website, which is renegadesandyrelief.tumblr.com. But the people have just been contacting us through Facebook and email. We have a really large social network, which is kind of how this thing snowballed so quickly. And, you know, everybody, I think, was just feeling guilty and restless that our neighborhood wasn't affected. And we realized that all these people are suffering so much out there, and there's little to no help and no end in sight. So we just kind of struck a nerve. Like, we hit right at the right time, and the response was just overwhelming. People would, you know, come into the bar and not know that it was happening, and then leave and come back with carts full of supplies. Our neighbors would pass by, and, you know, everybody was just so grateful. And it's been a really special experience, honestly.
Wow, and have you spent much time in the Rockaways or in Staten Island? And if so, what's the scene like now out there?
I went out to the Rockaways for one day, and I was in Brighton Beach for one day. I have not personally been to Staten Island, but we have sent teams out there. It was devastating. I mean, it was really heartbreaking. Like, there are people that are trapped out there. I mean, it's obviously, you know, the lower income people are those that can't get out. And, you know, it's kind of like Katrina. I was down there after Hurricane Katrina, and you see these houses, and while they may not look like they were completely demolished, the insides have been, you know, completely flooded and saturated with sewage water and who knows what else. So it's really important if people are going out there to excavate, they should wear the proper equipment. So we've been working a little bit with World Care Center. They train people to, you know, have the proper training and the proper equipment so they don't risk, you know, death, basically.
Right.
But these people it's crazy to see how tangible, like, a tangible reaction, like how much one bottle of water means for someone. Mm. Like, the Rockaway Surf Club has a really great operation going out there, and so does Veggie Island. So I volunteered through them. Well, the Renegade City Relief sent people to the Rockaway Surf Club, and we've been sending more and more people out and trying to work closely with them to, you know, look at this on more of a macro level, like how all of these grassroots organizations can work together and, you know, not duplicate efforts and help the most people the most efficiently. But, you know, after that trip, I realized it was a little bit selfish for me to go out there because I want to be out there personally. But if I can stay back, I mean, because I love seeing how much I'm helping someone, like the gratitude in someone's face when I give them a sandwich. But if I can stay here and organize and send 100 knees, you know, then I think that I'm helping people more that way.
Sure. And yeah, it's absolutely important for people to remember that, to help in the way that's needed. So, you know, we really applaud all of your efforts. It's really incredible. And I encourage our listeners to learn more. Is the Facebook page just Renegade Sandy Relief?
Yes, it is. And we have a Twitter. It's just Renegade Sandy. And again, the Tumblr is where you can access our donations that will go directly through Waves for Water.
Great. Well, Lane, keep up the great work, and thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us, and best of luck with all your work.
Thank you so much for being interested in having me on.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio and on Facebook at Heritage Radio Network for more up-to-date news and information. We will be bringing you guys the stories as they come to us. Again, this has been Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. More later.